This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Let's hope we're able to get to Hawaii, right? Hope we're in Hawaii. Are we in Hawaii? Hello?
Hey!
Mom, what's doing?
Happy birthday, my baby boy.
Thank you very much, Mum. I appreciate it.
How old are you today? You four or five?
I'm 24.
Oh, darling heart, you're still four or five in my eyes.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. How are you enjoying Hawaii?
It's been lovely. I've revisited all the places that the Brady Bunch went to. So I've had a look at all of them. And today we went up to Ala Moana Marie, the Ala Moana Shopping Centre.
That place goes off, doesn't it? On the way back.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we got the trolley back and he does like a little bit of a tour guide thing. So on the way back he goes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a look off to the right there, that port where all those boats are and everything, he said that's the exact location where Gilligan and the skipper and the ship sailed out of the harbour for a three-hour cruise.
Oh, wow. There you go. That's awesome. Must feel so nostalgic to be going and looking at all that stuff, although the environment does change after a while. I mean, even looking at some of the high-rises going up around parts of this country, you know, they're hardly recognisable, but that's it. That's insane. I love it.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And, you know, they've still got beautiful Diamond Head. They've built some high-rises right down on the point, but thank goodness they haven't built in front of it. So wherever you are at Waikiki, you can look up to this magnificent mountain and it's not cluttered with high-rises, which is really quite nice, actually. So, yeah, some beautiful spots around here. We've been doing lots of walking today because the weather was a little bit overcast. So we decided rather than sit by the bed, because we've done that all week, so we've got bed sores now. We have moved from our lounges. So
I love it. Too good, Ma. It's good to hear your voice as well. It's been a long couple of weeks.
Yeah, sure has. Well, we've got some pretty exciting news. I still can't spill the beans because it's embargoed till 6 o'clock, but your mum's starting another radio job.
Woo! See you Monday.
we'll get the chair ready for you.
We've got your show ready.
The microphone's ready.
Well, unfortunately, I just don't know about that, Clay, whether we'd get along too well, and you're having such a good time with Ian. But
I'm not doing mornings, Mum. I'm not doing that again.
No, so exciting news, but yeah, just got to wait until after 6 for the announcement, which is great. I really was expecting to be going out on the road and carrying Dad's guitars, but that'll have to wait now. I'll have to wait another couple.
Too good, Ma. All right, well, is Dad there by any chance?
Right. He is, darling. You have a happy birthday and we'll get together as soon as we get back. We're back in a day or so.
Wonderful.
And we'll celebrate your birthday then.
Sounds good, Mama. Thanks, I love you.
Love you too, babe. Bye. See you, Ian.
See you, Laurel. She's having a good time.
Bye.
Wacky, wacky beach there.
That's it. How you going?
Hey, good, Dada. How are you over there in Hawaii?
Look, I'm very relieved that Mum has got another job because I think we might have dodged a bullet, bring her on the boat.
Love it. How are you enjoying being dragged along to all the places where the Brady Bunch visited?
Well, I have to say, you know, being married to your mother for 26 years, I'm sort of used to all the Brady Bunch stuff. And you would be too. In the car park at the Sheraton Waikiki where they pulled up in their station wagon and...
That's right.
We've done all that, and it's actually a bit of a trip down memory lane for both of us, because when we brought your kids here when you were a little bit younger, you know, it's sort of like that time's just gone now, and it's just your mother and I hanging out by the pool, going for walks up the road to get a feed. So, things like this has been great for both of us to do this, but all, I have to say happy NAIDOC week to everyone, because your birthday always falls during NAIDOC week.
It's a pretty lucky birthday, yeah.
We just Yeah, I can't believe you're 23. I really can't. It's just like I've been going through.
I'm 24.
24.
24 now.
Yeah, I'm 24. You might need to go fix a Facebook post or something.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't mention your age in any of my posts today.
I'm 31.
And, you know, brain does get a bit slippery at this age.
That's all good. I wouldn't expect anything less being over there at Waikiki. It's what it's all about. I love it.
Oh, okay. It's been good for your mother after 30 years at KQ to step aside and just, you know, be unemployed for a few hours. At least she understands what it feels like now for about 3 hours. And and then she's reached again. And then and the good thing is, you know, that she's got something to look forward to when we come home. But we are definitely going to get together and have a dinner with you when for your 24th birthday now.
It sounds awesome. For the 24th birthday, maybe we'll have two. But it's just, I did listen to KQ's last sort of moments there. And I was going to mention it to Mum before, but I didn't. And it was quite a moment of realisation, but the thing is, no one sort of disappears, and the music and all that sort of stuff, it doesn't really disappear. It usually just changes form, and I think that's we've got a lot to look forward to in that aspect, you know.
I totally agree, and I listened into that last sort of broadcast as well. And when they're flicking the switch on something as iconic as a music station like KQ, I guess everyone gets nostalgic. I mean, Clay, you've spent your whole life with your mother getting up at 4 o'clock to go to work, and that's sort of all you've known.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of your life. It's a big part of the memories that you build too. So, you know, we all get nostalgic. I mean, I sat there in the studio on the day we went in for a 30th and was pretty blown away with the emotion that it was taken over the room, you know, and that's what you should feel when you finish something as big as that. So,
100%.
So, you know, all power to her, and I just wanted to make sure we're in touch on your birthday. We always feel bad when if we're away somewhere, but...
well, you got his age wrong. I don't think that's very... Now,
stop booking him.
Now, Troy, your boy's star sign says that he's supposed to be loving and caring and a strong-willed person who's a bit sensitive to discord. Would that be a... Would that be a fair description of him?
Yeah, definitely would be sensitive to stuff like that. And he never liked change. If he was going from his grandmother's place, you had to give him an hour's warning. Just tell Jen to get in the car, and she'd get in the car.
Yep.
Stay to Clay an hour before we're in the car. Now, Clay, you might want to start packing up your Lego.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be going. So he
had to prep me psychologically.
So he wouldn't throw it.
Psychologically, so I wouldn't have any issue.
Well, throw one of the books. Yeah, when it was time to go. So Clay takes plenty of warning. That's what it's all about.
I love it too. Good.
Well, birthday, my son.
Oh, it's breaking up a bit, Dad.
Okay, mate. I love you, and I can't wait to see you when we get home and have a proper little dinner and catch up and give you your present.
Sounds good to me. Missing you heaps. I love you.
Miss you too, mate. You're going to really love that fart in a jar.
Oh, too good.
I deserve it.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.